Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Yud Ches. No, that was yesterday. Today's daf is daf Yud Tes. We're up to the second line from the top of the Amid, where the Gemara begins with a Braisa Tanu Rabbana. As you recall, yesterday we learned that if you have a Kli that became Tamei on Erev Yontif, you cannot toivel it on Yontif, because why did you wait? You should have toiveled it already on Erev Yontif. So don't wait for Yontif. A Kli that became Tamei on Yontif itself, that's already a different story. But it's a Kli from Erev Yontif, we learned in the Braisa, don't wait till Yontif, toivel on Erev Yontif. What happens with an individual who, like me and like a lot of others, we get caught up in things and unfortunately it's already the last moment. So the Braisa, Kli shenitma me'erev yomtev, ein mapilin u'isa ben hashmoshet. So it's already ben hashmoshet's time. Twilight. Is it still erev yomtev? Is it yomtev? I should have come to the mikveh half an hour earlier, but I came at the last moment. So the Tanna Kamma, ben hashmoshet's already a suffix yomtev. Forget about it. Too late. You can no longer go and toivel the Kli now, because it might be yomtev. And yomtev, you're not allowed to go and toivel a Kli. Why can't you toivel the Kli on Yontif? Barry, why can't you toivel the Kli on Yontif? So we had in the Gemara yesterday...
Four reasons.
Rabbi Mana,
Barry.
That's
my favorite.
That's your favorite, and that's the Gemara's favorite. The Gemara, when it brings these Chazal throughout Shas, either the Gemara or Rashi usually brings it because of Tikkun Mana. But what are the four reasons? We have the reason of Rabba, that Shem Yavi Reno Arba Amas B'Shus Rabbi. And then we have Rabbi Yossi that says, G'zeirim Shem Schita. We had Rabbi Bibi that said, Shem Yashe. He's going to wait to toivel all of his Kelim on Yontif. And finally we had Rava Mishem Tikkunman. So therefore you cannot toivel Kelim on Yontif. So this Braisa says the same thing applies to Benesh Moshes. Benesh Moshes is already Sofik Yontif. Don't go and toivel your Kelim. Now you're going to tell me it's a Sofik to Rabbana. True. But who forces you to go and use this Kli? Go and take another Kli. Borrow a Kli from a neighbor. You know, there are other kelim in the world. So if you can't go and use this Kli, so you'll wait until after your Yontif. That's the Tanakh. Reb Shimon Shazuri says, why are you only talking about Yontif? Even throughout the week, on a regular normal day, don't let people toivel benish moshes. Ahead of Shemesh. Because you always need Erev Shemesh if you're going to use this Kli, L'moshel for Truma, or for Kodshim, for Taharis. So, what does that mean, Eit Matbilin? So Rashi says a strong Lashon, that we go over to that person, and we tell him, Mister, go home. Don't toivel your Kli now. Because I know what you're going to do, Mister. You're going to toivel now Benish Moshes. And then you're going to say, well, in a few minutes we'll have Erev Shemesh, and now it'll be totally Tahar. But that's wrong. Because since it's Safek Laila, it might already be night. You're going to have to wait until tomorrow night, another 24 hours, to make sure that you have the hair of Shemesh. So someone who comes, you tell them, the mikveh is closed. Come back tomorrow night. Why did the Tanna Kamma agree with Reb Shimon Shazuri? Reb Shimon Shazuri is right. Person's coming in here at Benish Moshes, you have to tell him, Mister, you're making a big boo-boo. You think you don't need Erev Shemesh of tomorrow night? Go home and bring your Kli back tomorrow morning. I mean, the whole reason why the Chayre he's coming Benish Moshes is because he doesn't want to wait another 24 hours. He wants to chaparayim and be able to use it tonight. And that's why the Reb Shimon Shazuri says, don't let him toivel the Kli. So the Chayre Tanna Kamma should take the same stance and say, don't toivel tonight. As they stated in the Braisa, so why didn't the Tanna Kamma agree like Reb Shimon Shazuri? I saw the Talmidim in the Yeshiva of Rav, the Yashvik Amri, and they said, you know what the Machloikis is? Whether you can go and read a person's mind based on a person's actions. And that's the Machloikis Tanna Kamma and Reb Shimon Shazuri. Ve'ekidam. He's going to knock it mana v'yodi v'rohit, v'ozol. We're talking about in the Braisa that the person is holding on to this Kli, and he's running as if he's running the marathon. Bein hashmashes labulei. Shnel, quickly, he wants to get into the mikveh to be able to go and toivu. Marisa v'haide koroid v'ozel made the yodah the boy herif shemesh. The Tanakhama says the reason why he's running at the speed of light, he's breaking all the marathon records because he knows that there is a requirement of herif shemesh. And that's why he's hoping to get in before it's going to be twilight. And he's running and running and running. And guess what? When he gets to the mikveh, he looks at the clock and he realizes, uh-oh, I failed. It's herif shemesh. I'm sorry, it's bein hashmashes. Since it's bein hashmashes, the person will toivu the kli, but he will note in his records that I cannot use this until tomorrow night. I can use it for chulin, but I cannot use it for truma or taharis until herif shemesh. I'm going to have to wait until tomorrow night. This person knows the halacha. That's why he was running at the speed of light. If the person didn't know the halacha, he would walk gingerly, and whenever he can get to the mikveh, he'll go and toivu it. The fact that he ran to the mikveh, it means that he wanted to accomplish that he shouldn't have to wait 24 hours. But as soon as he saw that he failed, he'll wait. What can you do? He'll toivu it now, and he'll have to wait 24 hours, and then you'll have Herif Shemesh. Umar Sava and Rav Shimon Shazuri said, no, you cannot read his mind based on his running the marathon. Umar Sava Machlan Malachdi was the Karoit. You know the reason why he was running is because as soon as he comes out of the mikveh with a kli, he still has one more business meeting tonight, and he's rushing back. He wants to go in person. If he can't be at the meeting in person, at least he'll try to get on Zoom. But that's the reason why he's running. His running has no indication, it's not at all an indicator about whether or not he is familiar with Hilchas ben Hashmashes and Herif Shemesh. Chmeisish, I don't know. And therefore, says Rav Shimon Shazuri, when the person rushes in with his kli, you have to assume that he doesn't really know the halacha. And he thinks that if I'm going to go and toivel now, bein hashmashes, then I'll be able to go and use it in another few minutes after Herif Shemesh. If we tell him, mister, come back tomorrow morning and toivel the kli tomorrow morning, and you can use it tomorrow night. So that's how the Bnei Yeshiva understood the machlokes. V'amin lu ana, and I, Rava, who was speaking with them, I told them I respectfully disagree. I think the machlokes is a little bit differently. Everybody agrees that you can read a person's mind based on his actions. If he is running to the mikveh, you can assume 100% he knows that there's a din of Herif Shemesh, and the reason why he's running to the mikveh because he wants to beat the clock, get there before bein hashmashes. But unfortunately, he messed up. He got there late. It's bein hashmashes time. He knows he's going to have to wait until tomorrow night. We don't have to send this fellow away. So why did Rav Shimon Shazuri say you do have to send him away? This person or the kli became tomei. Rashi says lav dafka this kli. Could be another kli. He comes to the Rav. He has a shayla. His kli became tamei by touching a dead sheretz, but not touching a full dead sheretz, a small portion of a dead sheretz. It was less than the size of a lentil. Now we all know that the halacha is that a sheretz is metamei de kadash, but this was even less than a kadasha. And the osel kamei de rabban mishiulik b'chus mikadasha itmi. Eloi, he came to ask the Shaila, did it become Tomei when it's less than a Kadasha? Now, Rabbi Sai, this person must be an Amoritz, because anybody that's Tamei Chochem knows that the minimum shear for a Tumas Kadasha is, for a Tumas Sheretz, is Be Kadasha. You're going to tell me not all Tamei Chochem today know that? Well, that's because, unfortunately, Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara are not really implemented and not effective today because we don't have truma, we don't have kachim, we don't have taharis. Mi'etchem mehevi yibana beis hamigdash, we will all become familiar with this once again. But in those days, everybody knew the minimum shiurim, and therefore, why is he asking pochas mikadashim? So therefore, Mar Sova says Rav Shimon Shazuri, I see this guy's an Amoret. And if he doesn't know Hilchos Pochas Mikadasha and greater than Kadasha, he probably doesn't know the Hilchos Harif Shemesh either. And I'm afraid he's going to go and toivel the Kli, he's going to take it home, and he's going to use it immediately. And he doesn't know that we're going to have to wait another 24 hours. Lock the doors. Don't let him into the mikvah. Send him home. Umarisov and the Rabbanon say no. Itaka doesn't know the din of Pachas Mikadasha. That's not a Beferish of Pasuk. But her Herif Shemesh Gomer, Herif Shemesh is a Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, Uvo HaShemesh V'Toher, that when the sun goes down, then the Kli will become fully Tahar. That's a Pasuk. So, although he may not know all the Rambams and all the Shulchan Aruchs, he doesn't know all Hilchas Tumah V'Tahara, but a Pasuk he knows. And therefore says the Gemara, say the Rabbanon, we can assume he knows the din, we can allow him to go and toivel the Kli Bein Hashmoshes on Chol, because although he's late, he will know on his own that it's late. He'll go home and he'll tell everybody, don't use the Kli for another 24 hours. And now we return to the very end of the Mishnah where it says, Umad Bilin Migav Legav. What does that mean? It's Tan Rabbanon, Zok to Braise. Ketza Migav Legav, explain. Roy Tzalas is Gitoy Al Gav Kadoy, or Kadoy Al Gav Gitoy Oise. So we explained this already yesterday when we learned the Mishnah, that we're talking about a person that, for instance, has a barrel. And this barrel is multi-purpose. You can use it as a wine barrel, and you can use it as an oil barrel. Fine. He initially knows that the barrel is Tamei, and he toivels in the mikveh, and his intent is to use it at the gas. Gas means at the wine press. He's going to bring it to the wine press. He's going to insert the barrel into the vat, or whoever's in charge will take care of it to go and fill up his chavis, his barrel from the vat, and he'll be able to take it home and everything will be great. Guess what happens? The next morning, it's now Yom Tov, and he says to himself, you know, I have plenty of wine. I do need more oil. Instead of using it now for the gas, I want to use it for the bad. The base of bad is the olive press. You know what? But since I had in mind yesterday for toiveling for purposes of wine, I want to go and re-toivel the Kli today for purposes of the oil. Now, was it necessary for him to re-toivel it? No. It makes absolutely no difference what he's going to use the Kli for, as long as both of them are Chulin or Truma or Kachim, in other words, the same level of Kedusha. It makes no difference if he's going to use it for wine, for oil, or for that matter, if he wanted to pour in Coca-Cola, or if he wanted to go and fill it up with, I don't know, with nuts, with lentils, with arbis. Makes no difference. He toivled it, it's kosher. He wants to go and toivle it now on Yom Tov. The halacha is, he's allowed to go and toivle it again, because there's no need to toivle it again. It's like taking a kli tohar, which it is, and toivling the mikvah. The only psul is taking a kli tameh and toivling in the mikvah. But a kli tohar, you can go and toivle in the mikvah. It's foolish, it's unnecessary, it's irrelevant, it's inconsequential. But you want to do it? Gives him tonight. No problem. And because the case of the Mishnah is you're switching from Gitoy to Badoy, in fact, there's another Girsa in our Gemara. We read the words Las is Gitoy al Gav Kadoy, but you notice there's a gimel there, and it says on the side, Gitoy al Gav Badoy, Ubadoy al Gav Gitoy, which means he wanted to go and switch his barrel from wine to oil, or oil to wine. Now I mention barrel because that's an easy case. It doesn't have to be a barrel, it could also be any one of the components that you use in the wine press or in the oil press to kvetch, to go and press the grapes or to press the olives. He wants to switch one to the other. Again, he doesn't need to, but if he wants to, he's entitled. It doesn't bother us. Because there is no tikkun mana, there's no tikkun kli. Gunish kishay. That's how Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara. And the same thing is ketzim lechabur lechabur. Yes, I see Robert has a question.
Yeah, this trick there. I mean, if something is stored, it's stored. I need the Gemara to tell me that something that is stored is stored.
Very good. It's a very, very, very good question. So Rashi says that the reason why it's a chiddush is because in this person's mind, he thinks that he is accomplishing something. He tells everybody, tells all his friends, I'm going to the mikveh now. Why are you going to the mikveh? Because I want to go and toivel my barrel. You already toivled it yesterday. Yeah, but I'm going to use it now for oil. I want to be machmir. I want to go and add tahara. I don't think that this barrel is fully tar, because I had in mind for wine. I want to use it for oil. So Kamash Milan, even though his intent is great, it's nice, it's wonderful, and he really thinks in his heart of hearts that he's doing a tikkun for this kli, and we said in the Gemara, like Barry said yesterday in the Teretz of Rava, that you're now at a toivel keli because of tikkun mana, and this person thinks he's doing a tikkun mana, the answer is we can allow him to do it. Yeah, go gesintahait. We will allow him to perform his, if you will, his chumrah, or someone would say his folly, whatever he wants to do, because he's not doing anything. If you want to take a quick look at the Rashi is the second wide line down below. He originally toivled it for Zeisen, and then he changed it for wine. You can go and use this barrel or this kli for purposes of the gas, meaning for the wine, even though initially he toivled l'shem kadoi for the oil. You don't have to go and toivel again. He wants to be machman himself. You can't. It's fine. You didn't need to do it. You want to do it. Gesundheit. No problem. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother you. Because you're just toiveling a kli which is tar. But you think that you're doing something? No, because it's tight, so you think so. But the mice, it's not a tikkun, and therefore it's okay. Yes, Barry.
But won't that lead people to mistakenly think they're allowed to be total kelim when they shouldn't?
You're saying we should make a gzeira? And the answer... And I'm assuming the answer is that this is a dover shloi shchiach, because the average person, even if he is an ama uretz, knows that once something is toivled, it's toivled. You don't have to toivel it again, just because you're changing from wine to oil to nuts to lentils, whatever, it's toivled. So since this is probably a dover shloi shchiach, the Chum figured we don't need to make a gzer. And you have a similar case of chabura l'chabura, case of the chabura l'chabura. Originally he had registered to eat with an Erev Pesach with one particular chabura, and therefore he took all of his kelim that were involved and he toyed with them l'shem the first chabura. And then, and then the last moment he changed his mind. He says, uh-oh, I better go and take my fork and knife and toyvel him again. Does he have to? No, but he wants to. How does just be other? You want it? He's intact. Doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother you. Even though it, to that individual, he thinks he's accomplishing something. He is doing a tikkun mana. The answer is, the rabbis allow people to think that what they're doing is a good idea. Gesundheit, you want to be from, you want to be machma, you want to toivel again, no problem. But since it's not halachically accomplishing anything, it is mutter to allow him to toivel. Yes, Rach.
How come Tilchas Yontev is not taken into consideration when we take in consideration Tilchas Yontev in cooking and in every other aspect? Is that Tilcha?
Well, presumably we're not talking about a huge Tilcha, just a minor Tilcha. Number one, and number two, this person who happens to mean l'shem shemayim, I guess we don't want to discourage him and tell him, you're an amaretz, you're a fool. You want to go and add additional layers of tahara, you want to do it again, he's in tight. It doesn't bother me, it doesn't bother you, you can do it. If you're taking this tircha upon yourself, we're not forcing you, you want to do this tircha to be making more tahara, alright, it's okay. And we start now a brand new sugya, and this is the sugya about which karbanas are you allowed to go and shecht on yontif and which are you not allowed to. Now, Rabbi Yisai, it goes without saying that all the karbanas tzibur that you have to bring every day of the year, for instance, the karmat tamid shel shachar and the tamid shel bein arboyim, those are both olos. Everybody agrees that you can bring them on Shabbos, you can bring them on Yom Tov, and not only can you, you have to, because that's the chiyuv. You have to bring a Tomei Shel Shachar, Tomei Shel Bein Arbayim every day. And the same thing, of course, applies to the Korban Musaf. You have to bring it on Shabbos, and you have to bring it on Yom Tov. That's no shaila. What we're talking about in our Mishnah is individual Korbanos, not Korbanos Tzibur, but Korbanos Yochid. What can you bring on Yom Tov? What can you not bring it? And when we say the word Yom Tov, we mean Yom Tov. We're not talking about Chol HaMoed now. We're talking about Yom Tov itself. Which carbon can you bring? Which carbon can you not bring? And as a side issue, when you bring the carbon, when do you do smicha? When don't you do smicha? So we're going to have a machlokes beshami e besil in the Mishnah, and then we're going to have a machlokes in the Gemara as to which cases are beshami and besil referring to. What do I mean? Because even among the karbanis yachid, there are certain karbanis which are chovos. Chovos means which are required karbanis. And then you have karbanis which are nidava. You want to bring it kizuntai. You don't want to bring it, you don't have to. Now when do you have an olas choiva or a shalme choiva? The typical case is on Yom Tov. Because in Yom Tov, every single yid has to bring a karban olas re'ia. You have to bring a carbon oilas re'ir. And every yid has to bring a shalmei chagiga. It's based on a pachzik. The chagoisim oisei chag laHashem. You have to go and bring a carbon chagiga. The question is, when do you bring these carbonas? Do you bring them on Yom Tov itself? Maybe you bring them on Erev Yom Tov. Maybe you bring them on Chol HaMoed. And that's going to be the discussion of our Mishnah. Now there's a major, and those are the choivos. Besides the chayvus, you have the dogs. That means that any day of the year, a person, not every day, any day chol of the year, when it's not Shabbos or Yom Tov, you can go into the Beis HaMikdash and say, Raboisai, I'm bringing this carbon ola. And the kohen asks you why you bring this carbon ola. He says, I am so thankful to Hashem for all the blessings that He has given me. I want to bring this carbon, which is kula kolil. Kolil means that it goes up on the Mizbeach, and nobody eats from the carbon. Or he comes in and he says, I want to bring a carbon shlomim. Why? Because I am so happy. I just got a new job in Baruch Hashem. My employer is such a good guy and all my fellow employees. It's really geschmack. And I'm going to go and show my thanks for bringing carbon shlomim. And we're going to have a feast. And it's going to be great. So all of those are what we call nedarim unedavis. Darim and Adobis you can bring on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. The question is, can you bring it on Yom Tov? And that's going to be the discussion in our Mishnah and in the Gemara. Zok the Mishnah. Misham Yom. Meivim Shlomim Ve'ein Tzimchan Aleim. You can bring a carbon Shlomim. Now, I don't know which Shlomim we're referring to. Are we talking about the Shalmei Chagiga, which is a Chova, or Shalmei Simcha, which is also Ashtikl Chova? We'll talk about that more in the Gemara. Or are we talking about Stam Mishlam and Neder Nedava? Doesn't say. Mitch in the Gemara is going to address that. So Bishami Om Revi and Shlomim, you bring a Shlomim, the Ain't Sem Chalalim, but don't do Smicha. Don't do Smicha. Normally you do Smicha on Karbanis. Here Bishami says don't do Smicha. We can have a Machloikis in the Gemara tomorrow, whether that means that Bishami holds you don't do Smicha at all, or does Bishami hold that you do the Smicha before Yom Tov? And he holds you don't have to have Tekif L'Smicha Shchita. You can bring the carbon 24 hours later. Do the Smicha 24 hours before and bring the carbon on Yom Tov. That's going to be a discussion tomorrow. Now what's the problem? Why can't you do Smicha on Yom Tov? What's the issue? The issue, says Rashi, is because Bishami holds that you have to have Smicha B'chol Kolchol. You have to put your whole body weight on the animal when you're doing the smicha. And if that's the case, you're being mishtamish v'bali chayim, and you're not going to be mishtamish v'bali chayim on Yom Tov, because of the gzera that a person who rides on a behemoth might break off a branch, so you're not going to be mishtamish v'bali chayim. Okay, so don't do smicha. But you're allowed to bring a shlom. Avalot oilis, but oila don't even think of bringing. Why can't you bring an oila? Because the Torah was only matir for Yom Tov, ach asher ye'ochel lechol nefesh, hu levade ye'osel lechem. Only something which you can eat, that you have oneg Yom Tov, simchas Yom Tov. That's permissible. But Oiler, I don't have any Oneg Yom Tov because it all goes on the Mizbeach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu enjoys it, but I don't get any personal benefit. I get a spiritual benefit, but I don't get a Gashmi's benefit. So therefore you cannot go and bring an Oiler at all, period, end of discussion. Meisil Amrim, maybe in Shlomim, Tvi Oiler, you can bring Shlomim. There's no machlokes. Everybody agrees you bring Shlomim. But Basil says you can also bring the oilis, and the same chalalim, you can do the smicha on the shlamim and the oilis. So therefore we have a double machloikis in our Mishnah. Number one, we have the machloikis whether or not you can do smicha on shlamim. Everybody agrees, you can bring a shlamim. Can you do a smicha on the shlamim is a machloikis. And then the machloikis number two is, can you bring an oila at all? Says Yimah Oma Ula. Machloikis and machloikis on Mishnah is talking about b'shalmi chagiga. Lismoich v'oilas re'ia likarev. The machlokes on the Mishnah is only by shalmei and olos choiva, not by nedava. Where Beis Shammai says by shalmei chagiga you can bring it, but don't do smicha. Oilas re'ia you cannot bring at all, zero on Yom Tov. Can't bring it on Yom Tov. The Beis Shammai sabli v'chagoyim oisachag v'ashem. Chagiga, and the Torah says yes. On Yontif, on the Chag, you bring your carbon Chagiga, the Shami Chagiga, but Oilas Re'iyah light, you can't bring the Oilas Re'iyah on Yontif. Obeisil Sabri LaHashem, the Chagoyisim Oisichag LaHashem, LaHashem called the LaHashem, and therefore you can bring both your Shami Chagiga and the Oilas Re'iyah on Yontif itself. Aval, the Dharma did always to be called Inkrim the Yontif. Everybody agrees, even Beisil. If it's a voluntary carbon, you cannot bring on Yom Tov. You bring it on Erev Yom Tov, you bring it on Chol HaMoed, but you don't bring it on Yom Tov. And Rav Ada Bar Ava agreed to Ula, Nedar Medovis, Ein Kraven B'Yom Tov, forget about it, you cannot bring it on Yom Tov. Period. Bring more Meisve. We're going to ask Akasha on Ula and Rav Ada Bar Ava from the following Braisa. Where we will see that Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds that, in fact, in the issue of Nedarim and Nedavos, there's a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. What's the machlokes? Meisve. Om Rav Shimon Elazar lo nechleku Beis Shammai uBeis Hillel. There's no machlokes. Al oila she'ena shel yontif. That means an oilas neder or nedava, which is not a choiva on yontif. Ain't a crazy beyond it. That you certainly cannot bring according to everybody. According to Beis Shammai, according to Beis Hillel, wait till after Yom Tov. The al shlom shehin shul Yom Tov, if it's a shlom for Yom Tov, meaning shalmei chagiga, or, as we'll see in the Gemara, shalmei simcha, everybody needs to crave in beyond it, that those can be brought on Yom Tov. Like it says in the Mishnah, everybody holds you can bring shlomim on Yom Tov. So what's the machloikis? Number one, al oila shehu shel yontif, shehi shel yontif. If it's an oila sreiya, that's a machloikis. Can you bring it on yontif or not? So far, this is consistent with ula and what we've said until now. But it's the last part now. Ba'al shlomim she'enon shel yontif, a shlomim which is not shalmei chagiga, not shalmei simcha. These are shalmei nedava. Machloikis. Shebeishami omem lo yavi, you're not allowed to bring it. Beisil omem yavi, Beisil said you can bring it. Oh, so I see shalmei nedava, that's part of the parasha of nedarim unedavois, that's a machloikis. And Beisil holds you can bring it. It's a shven on Ula. Ula said that everybody agrees nedarim unedavois you cannot bring on yontif. The price is befeidish, not like Ula. Every more truth for any mahachi, I have a teretz for you. I'm Rav Shimon ben Elazar. We're going to take the words of Rav Shimon ben Elazar and make a slight modification. And based on this modification, the kasha will go away. And we start again, the brayso. I'm Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Loi nechleku Beis Shammai uBeis Hillel al oila. Now if you look at the lashon of Rav Shimon ben Elazar, which was 5 or 6 lines earlier, how did it start off? Loi nechleku Beis Shammai uBeis Hillel al oila she'eino shel yontif. Now we're saying al oila ushlamim she'enin shul yontif. Ah, now we're covering the entire waterfront, all nedarim and nedavis, both oila and shlamim. If they're not of yontif, everybody agrees she'en kriv be yontif. Why? because nedarim unedavos ein krein miyatev. So with this already, with this fix, the brisa is exactly like Ula. Ula is like the brisa. The kasha falls away. But let's just finish off the brisa now. And everybody agrees, everybody agrees you can bring shalmei chagiga on yontav. Only the machlokes that there is about the smicha. But this brisa doesn't focus on smicha. Everybody agrees you can bring the shalmei chagiga. Salma nechlika, where's the machlokes? Aloyim shil yontav. Your olas re'ir. Shebeishami amam lo yavi. Beisil amam yavi. So notice we leave out that last part of the shlomim she'enen shel yontiv, because we included that at the beginning of the brisa, that everybody agrees that oy look shlomim she'enen shel yontiv she'en krein miyontiv. Bottom line is Ula and Reb Shimon Elazar are saying the same thing. But they only said the same thing because we had to modify the words of Reb Shimon Elazar. Reb Yosef was somewhat agitated, and Reb Yosef Omar, Tanoi Shaklis Me Alma, why did you feel it necessary to go and modify the words of Reb Shimon Elazar so that they should be consistent with Ula? You cannot find any other Tanoim in the world. Tanoi Shaklis Me Alma means, have you taken all the Tanoim and sent them to outer space? They're no longer present in this world. We got plenty of other Tanoim. And Tanoihi, I'll bring you another Braisa, which is exactly word for word like Ula. What's the other Braisa? The sign you shape in the Braisa. Shlom Maboy Machmas Yontif Biyontif. Those are the Shalmei Chagiga or the Shalmei Simcha. Those you have to bring on Yontif. You can bring it on Yontif. Everybody agrees you can bring it on Yontif. Beishami Oimim Seimach Aleim Me Erev Yontif Shoshim Me Yontif. Go and do the smicha the day before. You can't do the smicha on Yom Tov itself. Rashi said, you're doing smicha b'chol koichai and mishtamish v'balichayim. So do the smicha erev Yom Tov. Who forces you to do in Yom Tov? But you can bring the karbon shalom. If you can go and do the smicha on Yom Tov, not a problem. The machlokes the gabi, the smicha will focus on tomorrow's blood. But in the meantime, everybody agrees you can go and shecht shalmei chagiga and even Shalmi Simcha on Yom. Avo, now on the other base, Almador Menadovois, Zivri HaKoyl and Krem Beyondim, everybody agrees you cannot bring Nedor Menadovois from a Shlomim or from an Oila, that is Asur. Shoin! That's exactly what Ula said. Ula said Nedor Menadovois and Krem Beyondim. So therefore, what Rav Yosef is doing is objecting to the Gemara's need for modifying Reb Shimon Elazar. The previous price Reb Shimon Elazar clearly holds the way the original text read, that there's a machloikis legabi shlomim she'enon shel yontif. Shalmei nedava, can you bring shalmei nedava on yontif? Reb Shimon Elazar, that's a machloikis, b'sham beisil. So we said it's a machloikis, that's a shver on Ula. Ula argues with the Braisa, and therefore we modified the brisa. So Reb Yosef, don't modify anything. Leave the brisa the way it was. It's true, Ula doesn't hold like that brisa. But I got another brisa. And this brand new brisa, this Tana clearly holds that there's a machloikis. I'm sorry. That the machloikis is restricted and limited to Shalmei Choyva. But everybody agrees that Darman Adav is in Mikol Ankrei Meyondav. Everybody agrees you can't bring those on Yondav. Nothing to talk about. End of discussion, which is exactly like Ula learns. So leave Reb Shimon Elazar the way he was originally, and there'll be a machloikis. Says the Gemara, not only that, I'll find you a new brisa where there's a machloikis in the brisa itself between one of the Tanoim and another Tanoim, whether you're allowed to go and bring Nedorim and Nedovis on Yantif. Now the brisa that we're going to start is a roughly 10-12 lines. And as you'll see, the Tanakam is very straightforward, but the next two Mandi Omrim, the language is a little bit vague as to exactly what they have in mind. And then for almost the rest of the entire Omud, we're going to try to explicate and explain what each one of these Tanoim really holds. So, let's start. Dr. Yomaro, Bari Tanoi, Kambi Tanoi. This machlok is weather. Nidorim or Nidovis can be brought on Yontif is in fact a machloikis tanoim of the following brayse in the Sagi. Ein mevien toyde bechagam matzois. Don't bring a carbon toyde on Pesach. Menechomet shebo'o. Now what is this all about? Remember when we learned Kodshim, when you bring a carbon toyde, you have to bring along with that four different sets of what the Torah refers to as chalois, but they don't mean chalois like we have, because of the four different groups, or four sets, three of them are matzah, and only one of them are chalois lechem chometz. But that is a requirement. When you bring your carbon toidah, four different types of, if you will, lechem, three of which are all matzois, but the fourth one is chametz. Now, since that's the requirement, obviously you can't go bring it on Pesach, because then you'll be violating Hilchas chametz and matzah. And in fact, the Gemara is going to ask in another few moments, Pshita, of course you can't go and bring it on Yom Tov. And the Gemara is going to say that really the kavanah of the price is that you can't even bring it on Erev Yom Tov, as we'll see in another couple of minutes. So, Ein Mevi and Toi B'chag, Amatim Nechomet Shema. Floyd Batzeres, you also cannot bring a carbon toida on Shavuos. You know why? The Neshu Yom Tov. And since a carbon toida is a neder or nedava, a toida really is a, if you will, a shlomim plus the chalois. So says the Tanna Kamma, you're not allowed to bring nedarim and nedavas on Yom Tov. If you look at the third, fourth line from the top of the Amud in the Rashi, Floyd Batzeres, you know why you can't go and bring your toida? Neshu Yontif, the Toyda Dharma Nadavasu, and you're not allowed to bring the Dharma Nadavas on Yontif. Ah, just like Ula said, like Rav Adam Barahava said, like we just finished that Bryce at the top of the Omen, the Dharma Nadavas ain't craving the Yontif. But then the Bryce continues on, Aval, may the Odom Toydase Bechagas Sukkois, but you're allowed to bring the Toyda on Chagas Sukkois. But that's all to Yontif. Manishtana, how is this different than Shavuos? Zogt Rashi, Mechoyle Shal Moed. So why didn't you go and bring the Toyda on Shavuos and Chol HaMoed? Because Shavuos doesn't have a Chol HaMoed. Since Shavuos is only Yom Tov, you cannot bring it on Yom Tov. But you can go and bring it on Sukkot during Chol HaMoed. Tanna Kamma, very straightforward, he holds the Dorm and the Dovas cannot be brought on Yom Tov. Now let's come to Reb Shimon. Now Reb Shimon's words, as we'll see, are a little bit vague. Reb Shimon Oimer. Hari Oimer. It says in the Pasuk, B'chag HaMatzos, B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkos. It says these three together. So therefore I learned, Kol Shebo B'chag HaMatzos, if you can bring a B'chag HaMatzos, B'chag HaSukkos, B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkos, then you can bring in Shavuos and Sukkos. B'chag Shebo B'chag HaMatzos, if you can't bring a B'chag HaMatzos, ain't it B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkos. What does that mean? At the moment we don't know. Rashi says the common Mefarish, we'll see in the Gemara shortly. Reb Lozer Reb Shimon Oimer, maybe Odom Toidosi Bechag HaSukkos. A person can bring his Toida on Chag HaSukkos. The Yoytze Bo Yedei Chayvasai, Mishem Simcha, Ben Yoytze Bo Mishem Chagiga. Now when Reb Lozer Reb Shimon says, maybe Odom Toidosi Bechag HaSukkos, what is he referring to? If he's referring to bringing it on Chol HaMoed, then that's what the Tanna Kamma said. Then what is Reb Lozer Reb Shimon adding to the picture, to the equation? We already said, you could bring a toida on Chol HaMoed. Al Korchach, what Reb Lozer Reb Shimon is telling us, you can bring the toida on Yom Tov itself. On Yom Tov you can go and bring the carbon toida. Why does he talk about Chag HaSukkos? The same thing applies to Chag HaShavuos. And that's the last thing we spoke about, Chag HaSukkos. See, all this is Chag HaSukkos. But we'll see that there's going to be a deeper reason later on in the Gemara. But therefore, before we even continue, we now have the Machloikis Tanoi, where the Tanna Kamma says squarely, you're not allowed to bring Nedarim and Nedavos on Yom Tov, only on Chol HaMoed. What Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, yes, you can bring your Toidi and Nedarim and Nedavos on Yom Tov. And today for the Halach of Ula is a Machloikis Tanoi. But now the Brisa continues on, V'yotzba Yidechavosim Mishum Simcha, V'yotzba Mishum Chagiga. Now what does that mean? There's an absolute chiv for every male that goes up to Eretz Yisrael for the Sholish Regolim to bring two karbanis. One is the Oilas Re'iyah, and one is the Shalmei Chagiga. As far as Shalmei Simcha, that's only a half a chiyuv. What do I mean half a chiyuv? There is a din that you're supposed to go and bring a shlomim for the express purpose of the samachta. The pasuk says, "Vayves a shlomim v'yachal tisham v'samachta lefnei Hashem lekech." And ein simcha ella mibosa v'yayin. And not only do you eat it yourself, you've got to go and give it to the members of your family, your wife and your children, timin masameach, everybody. That's a din of shalmei simcha. However, as we'll see in the Gemara a little further down on the Umud, you could be yoitze shalmei simcha with any type of boser kodshim. So therefore, if you have enough shalmei chagiga meat, that's fine. You don't need to bring a separate shalmei simcha. You could be yotze with the shalmei chagiga. And for that matter, the Gemara is telling us, if you brought a carbon toida, whether you're bringing it on Yontif or you're bringing it on Chol HaMoed, again, the same machloikis, can you bring a carbon toida on Chol HaMoed? Is this common that Blazer Rav Shimon disagrees? Let's go back to your question a moment. The point is that the Gemara says about the carbon toida, since the toida itself is a shlomim together with the four different types of lechem, so you're allowed to bring it on Sukkis, whether you can bring it on Yontif or you can bring it on Chol HaMoed. That's the machlokes between the Tanakama and the Blazer Rav Shimon. But you brought it. Now you can eat from that toida and be yoitz in the din of Shalmei Simcha. You don't have to bring an independent Shalmei Simcha. But Shalmei Chagiga you have to bring, regardless whether you have 12 other kabbanis, it makes no difference. Just like you have to bring an Oilas Re'iyah, you also have to bring a Shalmei Chagiga. These are absolute requirements. It's only when you come to the Shalmei Simcha where you could be yotze with other kavanah. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Yotze by yidei chavasa mishem simcha, and yotze ba mishem chagiga. Now David Fishman sent me a chat, but I wasn't able to read the whole thing. Only one line came up. So David, would you like to say your question about pe, not only b'chsav?
Is it common where that Elazar ben Shimon disagrees with Rav Shimon, or is it his father or the?
Typically, Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon, and the Gemara is the son of Reb Shimon. Is it typical? I couldn't tell you. I never did an analysis of how often you would find that the son argues with the father.
You said the other day, Avuah d'Shmuel on Shmuel.
That's true. Avuah d'Shmuel and Shmuel had a difference of opinion. Question is, does Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon argue with his father? From this brisa, clearly, in this case, he is arguing. Whether this happens frequently or infrequently, I've never done a study or an analysis. Maybe Barry knows. Maybe somebody else knows. But here we do find the machlokes. You'll recall in Masechta Sukkah that when Reb Shimon left the Ma'ara, or the Ma'ara, the cave that he had been in for years with his son, he came out and he said, "Re'isi b'nei aliyah u'ma'atim hein." I'm looking around for Bnei Aliyah, and there are unfortunately very, very few. Im Elefheim, Ani u'Bnei Mehem. If there are 1,000, my son and I are 2 of the 1,000. Im Meyehem, Ani u'Bnei Mehem. Asara, Ani u'Bnei Mehem. V'im Shtayim, if there are only 2, Ani u'Bnei Mehem. We are those 2. So therefore, Reb Shimon held that his son was on the same madrega as himself, and therefore, he certainly was authorized to argue with his father if he felt that what his father is saying is incorrect. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So we have basically have already accomplished what we set out to do, and that is to bring a braisa, that in the braisa itself we have machlokes between the Tanakama and Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, whether you can go and bring Nedorim and Nedobis on Yontif itself or only in Chol HaMoed. So, Baruch Hashem, in that respect, we're done. But now the Gemara wants to explore and understand what exactly did Reb Shimon mean and what does Reb Lozer Reb Shimon mean. And therefore we're going to go through the whole Braisa again. It's pretty straightforward. Omer Ma. And we start from the beginning of the Braisa in the Tanakhama. Ein Levi in Toida B'chaga Matzis. Menei Chomet Shiva. Frank Gemara, Pshita. Since every Toida involves Chomets, of course you're not allowed to go and bring in Chaga Matzis. On Pesach you're not allowed to have Chomets. And so therefore, of course, it's awesome. Well, what's the chiddush? We're talking about on Erev Yontif. So what's the problem on Erev Yontif? You're allowed to eat chametz on Erev Yontif, but you're only allowed to eat chametz at Arba Shois until 10 o'clock in the morning. And a carbon told you that's a big carbon. You got 40 lechem over there. The kasavra in the vim kachel base of soul. I'm afraid you're not going to finish the carbon in time. Under normal circumstances, you can go with a toida, you have yoyim v'layla. You got 24 hours berach to go and eat it. It's the whole day, the day that you brought the carbon, and the whole night. So you can feast until the whole night, midrabban, and you have to go until chatzois. But the point is, you got a lot of time. But in Erev Pesach, you only got 4 hours, from 6 o'clock in the morning to 10. And you didn't bring your carbon toida at 6 o'clock, because first there had to be tamid shel shachar. So presumably you only brought it at 6:30 or 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock. In those couple of hours, it's very likely you're not going to finish all of the chametz, and therefore you're going to create a situation of noisar, so that's why we don't want to allow it. Don't bring your carbon toida on Erev Pesach. And this halacha, by the way, applies even today, even though unfortunately we do not have yet the new Beis HaMikdash. In which form does it apply today, as you all know? Anybody has a guess?
We don't say
Mizmor L'Soida on Erev Pesach. When recently didn't we say Mizmor L'Soida? I can't hear you, Barry, on mute.
Last year, this year was Erev Shabbos.
True, but there was another time we didn't say Mizmor L'Soida. That was a few days ago.
Erev Yom Kippur.
Why didn't we say Erev Yom Kippur?
A great question. I didn't understand why I didn't say Tachanun either. Go ahead. What's the reason?
The reason is very simple. Because Toidi you can normally eat the whole day and the whole night. Will you be able to eat it on Leil Yom Kippur? So again, you have the problem of being maybe Kachim Lepes Apsol. It's true. There's a larger window because you have the whole day, but you don't have the whole day and the whole night. So just like I'm noivis on Erev Pesach that you're not going to be able to finish in time, I'm noivis on Yom Kippur, you're also not going to be able to. Erev Yom Kippur, you won't be able to finish in time. And that's why we omitted the saying of Mizmor L'Soida, and that's why we omitted also on Erev Pesach. Fine.
I think we didn't say Tachanun because it's just Me'er of the Arab.
What you're saying is the ninth day also has a din of a Shtikl Yontif.
Correct.
You're right, 100%, and that's why we leave our Tachnan. But I was focusing more on the Mizmor L'Soida, but thank you for addressing the Tachnan as well.
Barry brought it in, right?
You're 100% right, and Barry's likely to go and ask, why did we say Avinu Malkeinu? But anyway, let's continue on. The point is that the Tanakhama says, don't bring Toida on Yontif, he really means don't bring it on Erev Chagamatzis. Why not? Like we said before, Meshu Yontif, because Sovar, the Dharma Dharma Saint Craven Yontif. Like we just said a moment ago. That's Ula. Aval maybe Adam Tidos Vachagasukha is Amos. Elen Beyontif, Atzme and Yontif, Vahambris Vulibat said Meshu Yontif. We just said, you're not going to bring it on Yontif because it's a Neder or Nedava. El Macholishal Moyed. Okay, so exactly how we learned the Brice initially, the Tanakama is in Ula's corner. Ein kraven nedarim nedavis, ein kraven miyantif. Reb Shimon Oimer, Hariu Oimer, b'chag ha-matzah, b'chag ha-shavuos, b'chag ha-sukkos. Now we're just repeating verbatim what we said before in the Braisa. Says Reb Shimon, kol shebo b'chag ha-matzah, bo b'chag ha-shavuos, b'chag ha-sukkos. B'chag ha-shavuos, b'chag ha-matzah, ein bo b'chag ha-shavuos, b'chag ha-sukkos. So on the surface it sounds like that you cannot go and bring karbonos even on Chol HaMoed. He's saying, if you can't bring it on Pesach, don't bring it on Shavuos, don't bring it on Sukkos. And the Gemara assumes in the Havamina that what is Reb Shimon coming to add to the Tanakhama? Tanakhama already said that you cannot bring the Dorm and the Dovis on Yontif. You can, however, bring them on Chol HaMoed. So apparently Reb Shimon said, no, if you can't bring it on Yontif, forget about it. And you can't even bring it on Chol HaMoed. Is that what he's coming to tell us? Maskel Reb Zera. Hashta Seluse Misaltinon, very, very unusual, rare expression. Nedarim Nedavis Miboya. What means Seluse Misaltinon? If you look at the Rashi parallel to our Gemara. You go up one or two lines. Solution Misaltina. Loikdin eitz and basadim and a mechuber b'chol eshon moed. If you want to, you can go out in the field and bring a whole bunch of pieces of lumber, pieces of logs of wood, which is attached to the ground. In other words, you can be over one of the major hilchos yontif of being kotzer. You need firewood to go and light up your oven, to light up your fireplace, for heat, for cooking, whatever. No problem. That's 100% mut. So that you're allowed to do on the cholamayit. And bring in a neder dovi, you're not allowed to bring on mayit. Now what's the comparison between going and violating l'choyre hilchoy's kotzer permissibly on cholamayit, and there was bringing a raya from that to bringing a carbon? What the Gemara is saying is very simple. Yesterday, the first day of Yom Tov, was I allowed to go and cut wood and put into my fireplace to cook? No, you're not allowed to. Yom Tov is aser b'kotzer, even for ochel nefesh, because it's machshirei ochel nefesh that you could have done on Erev Yom Tov. You should have cut down as much wood as you wanted on Erev Yom Tov. Yom Tov is aser. But nevertheless, you're allowed to go and bring karbonis on Yom Tov. You're allowed to bring your oilas re'ir, shamei chagiga. Okay, machlekes be'shamei be'sil. And in the Beis Hamikdash, they brought the karbon tamid and they brought the karbon musaf. So shechita is much more kal than kotzer on Yom Tov. That being the case, says the Gemara, now it's chol hamoed. Chol hamoed, you're allowed to go and cut down trees and allowed to go and cut wood. So certainly you should be allowed to go and bring your karbonis neder nedava. Is it possible that there's a man, the Omer, that says you can't bring a neder nedava on chol hamoed? That cannot be. And therefore, what does Reb Shimon mean with whatever you can bring in Chag HaMatzis, you can bring in Chag HaShavuos and Chag HaSukkos? What is this all about? Omer Abaye. There's no question about it. Everybody agrees in chol hamoed, you're allowed to bring nedarim and nedavos. There's no shaila. So where's the machlokes? It's completely lemekim aleve bal ta'acher. Ooh, talocha bal ta'acher. Now what is bal ta'acher all about? There is a requirement, Rabbi Yisai, that any time you make a pledge to bring a carbon nedava, you have to bring it within a certain period of time. If you bring it after that period of time, you're over an iser of loisa'acher lishalmoy. You're being ma'acher, you're bringing it late, past the deadline. Lahavdil alfi adolis, all those of you that had to go and file your returns on September 15 for partnerships or corporations, if you brought in September 16, you violated the law, and every one of the jurisdictions is going to go and send you a notice of a penalty, mit interest, mit ganzemeisen. It's got to be done by the deadline. That's lahavdil, the same thing as bal ta'acher, you got to bring your carbon within the deadline. The question is, what is the deadline? And as we'll see in this braisa, there's a three-way machlekes. We typically say, as a normal, anybody asks you, what's the din of bal ta'acher? And you say, shalosh regalim, three yom tovim. And then that's true. However, that's not true according to everybody, it's a three-way machlekes. Now what is this din of the three regalim? So Rashi brings that the pasuk says Sholish Pa'am Bashana Yiroa Kol Zechorcha Espenei Hashem Lekecha, and then the pasuk finishes off B'chag HaMatzos U'v'chag HaShavuos U'v'chag HaSukkos. And what's bothering the Gemara is the words Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos seem to be totally redundant, because if the pasuk begins B'Sholish Pa'am Bashana Yiroa Kol Zechorcha Espenei Hashem Lekecha, then what means Sholish Pa'am Bashana three times a year? Three times a year doesn't mean on Halloween, Chas V'Shalom, or on Thanksgiving Day. It means on the three Yom Tovim. It means on Rosh Hashanah, not Rosh Hashanah. It means on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. So why does it have to say those three enumerated? And just in case you thought, well, maybe it's referring to Rosh Hashanah, maybe it's referring to Yom Kippur, Rashi says that this parsha, we're going to learn this, by the way, Mir Tashem, on Tuesday and Wednesday, and the... It's not on Tuesday and Wednesday, then later on the Yom Tov, maybe on the Shemini Atzeres, whatever. It's part of Kol HaBachar. Right, the first 2 days you go online, I think Shor Ches Vayes and Parshas Emor. So this would be Parshas or A would be towards the end of Yom Tov. Fine, but the end of that Parsha talks about first of all the dinim of Pesach, and then the dinim of Shavuos, and then the dinim of Sukkis, and then the pasuk says, "And Shalich Pom Hashana, make sure you're there in the Beis Hamikdash on those three Yom Tovim." So those three Yom Tovim are Ibrik. Ibrik means that they are totally superfluous. So that being the case, says the Tanakhama, it's Lamekim Alei Bebalti Acher. Comes to tell you that if you pledged your carbon, you got three Yom Tovim to bring your carbon. Bring it either Chagamatis, Chagashvus, Chagasukais. If these three Yom Tovim passed and you didn't bring it, you're over on the Isser of Lois Se'acher Lishamlein. So Tanakhama, Sabashodish Yagol Marachmana, Filish Loi Kisidra. Any three Yom Tovim. If you made your pledge, for instance, before Sukkis, for instance, then you can go and bring your carbon Sukkis time, you can bring a Pesach time, and you can bring a Shavuos time. If you didn't bring it during those three Yom Tovim, finished, you're over the Isser. Now, this doesn't mean that you cannot go and bring the carbon during the year too. I mean, you don't have to dafka bring it during the three Yom Tovim. But we're talking about a person who doesn't live in Yerushalayim, a person who lives in Haifa, a person who lives in Bavel. He only comes to Yerushalayim three times a year. During those three times a year, make sure to bring your carbon. Because if you don't bring it on time, you're going to be over on Leisa'acher Lishalmai. So it says the Tanakhama, it makes no difference what the order of the Yom Tovim is. If you made your pledge before Sukkis, for instance, today, if the Beis Hamikdash was standing, and a person said today, I hereby solemnly pledge to go and bring a carbon Shalom or carbon Oila, make sure you bring it either now, Sukkis time, or bring it Pesach time, or bring it Shavuos time. Because after that, you'll be out of luck. Not that you can still bring it, but you'll be over the Isser of Loi Se'ach. Reb Shimon Sovar, Kisidron Inch Loi Kisidron Loi. Reb Shimon says, it's got to be the seder of the Pasuk. Chagamatz, Chagashvuis, or Chagasukkos. So therefore, if for instance a person pledged now before Sukkis to go and bring a carbon Oila or Shlamin, he would have Sukkis to bring it. He would have Matzis, Chagamatzis, Pesach to bring it. He has Shavuos to bring it. And he has the next Sukkis to bring it. Because it's got to be in that order of the Chagamatzis, Chagashvuos, Chagasukkis. In my example, he would have four Yom Tovim. And in fact, what happens if a day after Shmini Atzeres, a day after Simchas Torah, the person is packing his bags, he's returning home, he says, you know, I had such a wonderful time in Yerushalayim, I want to thank Hashem, I hereby pledge I'm going to go and bring an Oila and Urshlamim to go and show my overwhelming gratitude to Hashem. So now, Sukkis is already passed, this is now pre-Chagamatzos, so then he has to make sure to bring Chagamatzos, Chagashvuos, and Chagasukkos. If he doesn't bring by Chagasukkos, he'll be over. He has three Yom Tovim. What happens if he makes this pledge right after Pesach, during Svira days? He says, I'm going to go and bring my carbon, Oila or Shlam bin Adava. Now he's going to have five Yom Tovim, because he can bring it Shavuos time, he can go and bring it Sukkis time, he can bring it Pesach time, and again Shavuos time, and finally the final Sukkis time, because you're only over when you have these three Yom Tovim pass Kisidron in consecutive order. So, sometimes it will be three Regalim, sometimes four Regalim, sometimes five Regalim, depending on the circumstances. Ah, so now I understand what's going on in the price, explains Rashi. The Tanakhama at the top of the Amid, when he says, Ein Mevi and Toidu B'Chagamatis, Nechomet Shiva, Vloi Batez V'Neshu Yomtev, he's telling you that if you went and pledged to bring your carbon, examine what your carbon was and see what the circumstances are, whether you'll be able to bring the carbon on Yom Tov or not. If it's a carbon toy, then you won't be able to bring it on Yom Tov because it has chametz. If it's atzeres, it's shavuos, you won't be able to bring it on Yom Tov itself because it's Yom Tov. I mean, you can always bring it on Isru Chag, you can bring it on Erev Yom Tov. But if your flight schedule is such that you're coming in 5 minutes before Yom Tov and you're leaving 5 minutes after Yom Tov, you won't be able to bring it on Yom Tov. So bring it on Sukkis. But if you don't bring it on Sukkis, you're stuck. And that's why the Brisa says to the Tanakhama, maybe Odom Tidos Bechag HaSukkis. Because three Yom Tovim has passed, you're going to lose out. Says the Tanakhama, No, not necessarily. It really depends on when you... That's the Tanakhama. Says Reb Shimon, it really depends on when you made your pledge. Reb Shimon Sover Kisidron in Shulay Kisidron Loi. And therefore, looking at what Reb Shimon said, Reb Shimon Oymer Harihu Oymer B'chag Amatz B'chag Shavuos B'chag Sukkos. Now I know why Reb Shimon is referring to those three, because that's what it says in the Pasuk for purposes about the Acher. It's got to be in that order. And therefore, Kol Shabo B'chag Amatzos, if you pledged to go and bring this carbon, and the carbon, you made the pledge before Chag HaMatzos, so then you can go and bring in Chag HaMatzos. That's what he says, Kol Shabbat B'Chag HaMatzos. You can bring it now the first Yom Tov. You can bring it now B'Chag HaShavuos, and you can bring it B'Chag HaSukkos. Good. You have three regolim in a row, like it says in the Pasuk. However, Kol Shabbat B'Chag HaMatzos, meaning that he only made his pledge post Chag HaMatzos. He made his pledge during the Tzvira days. You don't have to rush, bring it on Shavuos and Sukkos, because you're going to have another year to bring it. You can still bring it another Chag HaMatzos, another Chag HaShavuos, and another Chag HaSukkos. And that's what Reb Shimon is coming to tell us. What about Reb Lozman Reb Shimon? Maybe Odom Tidosi B'Chag HaSukkos. So now, number one, what is Reb Lozman Reb Shimon telling us? Amos. If he's talking about you can bring the Toida on Chol HaMoed, then it's just like the Tanakhama said. You can't bring it on Yom Tov, but you can bring it on Chol HaMoed. Ella beyond the Ksavin Adam and Adam is great in Yom Tov. So like we said out at the upper part of this Amud Beis, that's the machloikis that the Gemara said, Vahani Tanoi, Kihani Tanoi, the Tanakhama holds you can only bring the Nedarim and Adavis on Chol HaMoed, and Reb Lozman Reb Shimon says that you can even bring it on Yom Tov itself. Freiti Mar, but why does Reb Lozman Reb Shimon say maybe Adam Tadasim Chagas Sukkos? Or Ma'ish No Chagas Sukkos? To knock at Reb Lozman Reb Shimon. Reb Lozman Reb Shimon Litame. The son of Reb Shimon Oimer. Lo Yom Chagas Sukkos Sheboya Kosim Medaber. Lo Menem Loimer Sheze Achrim. Reb Lozman Reb Shimon Oimer Loimer Sheze Goyim. What's going on over here? We're now having a third shita. This third shita is not like the Tanakhama that says any three regalim. It's not like Reb Shimon that says it has to be Kisidron, Chag Matzah, Chag Shavuos, Chag HaSukkos. He says that any time that you go and pledge to bring a carbon, you have to bring it by the first Sukkos. Sukkos is the only yontif that matters. Why does he say that? Because when we have this pasuk, Sholish Pom Bashani Rod Zechorcha, this pasuk appears in the portion of Parashas Re'eh that talks about Chag HaSukkos. Right before it in the pasuk, it says Shomer Es Chodesh Oved Vasisa Pesach LaShem Alekecha. That's talking about Chag HaMatzos. The next pasuk or two says after that Shiva Shavuos Tispulach Mehachol Chemish Vakama Toch Lisbar Shiva Shavuos Vasisa Chag Shavuos LaShem Alekecha. That's Shavuos. Then finally it says Chag HaSukkos Tasa L'chol Shivas Yomim. And then the pasuk says Sholish Pom Bashana Yerokah Zechorcha. Since the Sholish Pom Bashana is now at the tail end of the discussion of Sukkos, maximum you need to go and say in the pasuk is B'Chag HaMatzos U'B'Chag HaShavuos. I don't need to add Chag HaSukkos. I'm talking about Chag HaSukkos. I don't need to repeat that. Therefore, Zokti Gemara, that's the machloikis in this brisa as well as in the upper brisa. The Reb Shimon Oimer Lo Yomer Chag HaSukkos Shibaya Kos Medaber. We're talking about Chag HaSukkos. Lo Menema Lo Yomishaze Achrayim. That this is the Kisidron that you only Oimer Bal to Acher after three Yom Tovim, and the final one has got to be Sukkos. And therefore, if you pledged during the Sfira days, you have Shavuos, you have Sukkos, and then you start again, you have Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, and Chag HaSukkos, because it's got to be three regolim kisidron in order, with the first one being Matzos, and the last one being Sukkos. But Reb Lozman Reb Shimon said, no, shezeh goyren. The only yontif I'm concerned about is Chag HaSukkos. So whenever you make your pledge throughout the year, you're only going to be about to acher if Sukkos passes and you haven't brought your carbon. So that's why he focuses on Sukkos. So this was a very gishmaka discussion. We got into dinim of Bal Ta'akar. But bottom line is, the halacha of Ula as the machloikas of Beishamim, Beisil, and our Mishnah, that in fact is the machloikas with the Nerim and the Dovais. Kraven Biyantif or Ein Kraven Biyant. Okay, let's learn another shtickle on the Yoytzibah. The Yoytzibah Mishim Simchum, Ein Yoytzibah Mishim Chagigah. That was the last part of the Braisa. Yes, sir. Oh, that's what the Gemara is going to tell us right now. A Shalmei Chagigah is an absolute chiv. No matter how much flesh, how much meat of kochim you have to bring a Shalmei Chagigah. Just like a Jewish male over bar mitzvah has to put on tefillin every day, except for Shabbos and Yom Tov, every Jewish male has to go up to the Beis Hamikdash and bring an Olas Re'iyah and Shalmei Chagigah. Shalmei Simcha, however, you only need if you do not have enough meat from your Shalmei Chagigah. Or, for that matter, if you didn't have enough meat from Nedarim and Nedaves that you brought on Chol HaMoed. If you had enough meat, you do not have to bring Shalmei Simcha, because you could be Yotze, the din of Simcha, by eating from the Shalmei Chagigah, or from the Shlomim, or during Sukkot from the Toida. As long as you're eating meat from Karchim, you're Yotze in Mitzvah. So therefore, Shalmei Chagigah is an absolute Chiev. Shalmei Simcha is only a Chiev if you have no other meat of Karchim to eat on Yotze. So based on that, says the Gemara, we said that the Toida you can use Yotze Mishim Simcha, because it's meat. Then Yotze Mishim Chagigah, but you can't, because Shalmei Chagigah is an absolute Chiev. So Gemara Pshita, I know that Shalmei Chagigah is an absolute chiyuv. It's Dov Shebuchayv. It's in the pasuk Chagoyim Oisichad Hashem. You gotta bring a carbon Chagigah and Kol Shem Lechayv and Boel Menachulin. And therefore, Toida is Kodshim. It's not Chulin. So of course you can't use the Toida for purposes of the carbon Shalmei Chagigah. Says Yomar Loitzvichet Avagav the Parsh. Even though he said it expressly, what do you do expressly? Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan the following shayla. This person says, I want to bring a karm toida. And I know that typically and normally you cannot be yoitza chagiga with a karm toida. You have to go and bring a chulin. You can't go and bring. But that's my condition. Harilai toida, I'm bringing a toida, and I want to use it for chagiga. Or, what happens if the person says, Hareini Nazir? I am making myself a Nazir. And as you know, every Nazir, after he finishes his 30 days, he has to bring 3 karbanos. But I don't want to take karbanos from my own bank account. I want to use Ma'aseh Sheni money to use for those 3 karbanos. Says the Gemara, asked Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, Mahu, what's the din? Said Rabbi Yochanan, Omalei nodur the ene yoytze. In the first case of the toide and the chagiga, he has to bring the carbon toide because he said harei olai toide, and ene yoytze cannot be yoytze his din chagiga. It was a good try. He meant well. Obviously, geitnisht. It does not work. And similarly, nozir, if he says harei nozir vagalech mois matushen, it becomes a nozir. But in megalech, but he cannot use the Ma'aseh Sheni money, because it has to be from Chulin money. Now what happens if he said the words the other way around? In other words, instead of saying, Hari Lai Toidav Eitzibay De Chagiga, he says, I want to be Yoitzim my Chagiga, and therefore I'm bringing my carbon Toidav. Or, I want to use my Mois Ma'aseh Sheni for purposes of bringing my Karbonois Nazir, and then I want to become a Nazir. Would it make a difference? So, it's all the same. However, if we look at Rashi, we'll see it's not so simple. See Rashi, second line, Nodur, the neder that he brought on bringing carbon toida, is effective, ala toida, he has to bring it, but he has to bring it. Nozir, he becomes a Nozir, and he cannot use a Mois Ma'aseh Sheni, be Mois Ma'aseh, el menachulin. The Kivin, the Omar, Hari Olai, as soon as he says the words, Hari Olai, toida, or Harayani Nazir Nischayev Tamira Ligvoya Kimasir the Hajit. For he heard Omar Al Manas. When he says after that, Namusi, it's already book is closed. End of the story. Once you say Amir Ligvoya Kimsir the Hajit, it's as if he handed over the keys. I handed over the carbon rent. Too late. When he says Al Manas, it's already too late. Is the Mashu what happens if he did it the other way around? So look at the Tap Toises. knows in the enemy galeach the davka to come hachin. Avol im omer ipcha al menas she'eitim mishum chagiga hari alai toida. It's mashmaloi. Then the halacha would not be that. Not that you can go and bring the chagiga from the toida, but it would not be nodur, because since it's an express condition, stipulation. And he said initially, Amnash Eitim Mishum Chagiga, Hari Lai Toida. So you don't have like Rashi said, that once you say Hari Lai, Nischayev Damir Ligvay Kansir Lahajit. No. I said first, I want to use it for Chagiga, and if I can use it for Chagiga, Hari Lai Toida, forget about it. Loi, it was not a good neder, he does not have to bring the Toida. Bechayim Nozir. Same thing by Nozir. If he says, I want to bring my kabbonis nozir from Mois Maaseh Sheni, and only on that condition I become a nozir, he won't become a nozir. So, because it was in that order. Now, why did I bring this to your attention? Because this is the introduction to next Shtikl Gemara, which is very simple. This Ha'ugav is a person who's unfortunately on his deathbed, and he is being Mitzava Machmas Misa. When a person is on his deathbed, he's Mitzava Machmas Misa, what we usually call a Shchimra. You don't have to make elaborate kinyanim. You don't have to write a last will and testament. Whatever he tells you, you do. So what happens if this person said, give $400 to Yankel Smith. I want him to go and marry my daughter. Omer Papa. Arba Meir Shokel. As soon as he said the magic words, Arba Meir Zuzi Lepliny, it's as if I handed over the money to Pliny to Yankel Smith, it belongs to Yankel Smith. Ubrate, as far as the second part, he can either marry her or not marry her. Says the Gemara, but time of the Amr Hovulei Valinsev, it's only because he said it in that order. Give the 400 and let him marry my daughter. So he takes the money, but he doesn't have to marry the daughter. What happens if he says, I want Yankel Smith to marry my daughter, and if he marries the daughter, he gets the 400. Inosef, if he marries, shokel. If he loy nosef, loy shokel. So Tosfos, that's the raya to what we were just saying, that it depends on the order, also legabi the case of the Karban Chagiga and the Toida, and the Nosef. Let's just finish this another three lines. Yosem Areimim v'ka'omalo ha'shmeitzim v'shmeid anafshei. What did the Maimer say? Maimer said, this Shtikl Toida, that if a person says, Hare Olai Toida, the Eitze Bo Yedei Chagiga, he said on his own, Nodur the Eine Yoitze. If a person says, Hare Nozir Galech Mimoyis Maasheh Sheini, Nozir the Eine Megalech. So this was previously a discussion between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochan, Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Yochanan paskin this. Maimer said this on his own. Omli Rabbinu Maremer, so Rabbinu said to Maremer, Atun Hochi Masisala, you were mechavish this and were mechavin to this on your own. Anan, when we learned it in the yeshiva, Kidabai Menir Shlakim Rabbi Yochanan Masinala, we learned just the way you just learned it, that Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan the Shaila, and Rabbi Yochanan was poishin it, just like you said, Maremer, that in the first case of the Toid and the Chagiga, Nozir v'eina yoytze, and in the case of the Nozir, Nozir v'eina megalech. With this, we've concluded this. So, Yerubay Sai, any questions? Hearing none, in Yet Hashem, 5 o'clock this afternoon, in Yet Hashem, promptly, hopefully you can all join, 5 o'clock, not at 10 o'clock, not at 10:15, not at 8:45, 5 o'clock this afternoon, in Yet Hashem.
Tomorrow, 8:05.
Tomorrow morning, 8:05, in Yet Hashem. Tonight, we're going to learn Monday's blot, tomorrow's blot. Okay? And tomorrow morning we're going to learn Tuesday's blot, which means the first day of Yom Tov's blot. Everybody have a wonderful day. Mi'at Shem. See you in about 7 hours. Kol Tov, v'atzlocha rabba. David Reese, feel better if you shleima. Kol Tov.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.